The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live in the studio is our friend Tom from Tempo. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Good, I'm glad you're here. How are you?
I'm doing great on this lovely, drizzly spring now morning.
Well, this is it. You know, my little one will tell me, Dad, a little rain must fall, and it makes the flowers grow. Without the rain, you can't have... So, you know, I appreciate that. Every time I see the rain, I hear her little voice in my head.
Yes, I have one of those voices, too.
Yeah.
And it's me. It's the little one inside me that says that.
So, Tom, you're from Tempo in Kingston. You've been open for a month. You are there to build community through the shared love of music by providing a safe space, open and accessible to all, where artists can write, perform, and record, where students can learn their craft, and above all, where our diverse and vibrant community can gather, connect, and celebrate one another. Now, I didn't just whip that out of the top of my head. I was reading your website, but that's a strong mission, Tom.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
You probably did say it, and someone wrote it down.
But yeah, that's our mission. I mean, I think, I know this is almost a cliche at this point, but in these difficult times we're living in, a place like Tempo, I mean, it just kind of grew itself, really. I mean, it's out of necessity that we feel compelled to bring our community together. And I love music. I play music. I dance. And I love that more than anything else. And that's what I'm trying to spread.
Cool. Do you play music and dance at the same time?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it's hard to play the fiddle and dance, but I can tap my feet pretty good.
Oh, that's always fun. And Tom, you've been somebody who has been in the arts for quite some time. You found yourself behind a camera for a lot of your career. Tell the folks what you've done.
Well, I mean, I've made movies and I've shot movies and I've done tons of music videos and, you know, that has been my career. And I've done a lot of music films. I made a movie for U2 in 3D and then I toured with them and did their 360 tour. I did all the video, and that was like a one-off. It was a huge tour, and that was my first one ever, and really my only one.
Wow.
But
that's amazing.
Great experience.
For that tour, they were kind of in the round.
They were,
and they had screens 360 degrees all around them.
And that was my job. Those screens were my job.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an epic undertaking. And in the beginning, I worked harder than I ever have. But as the tour went on, my role got sort of, everybody was on autopilot. And pretty soon at the end, I was just like, I'd carry a walkie-talkie around and pretend that I was using it. But really, I was just watching the show.
Figuring out how the Edge got all those sounds out of playing one note. It's amazing.
It is. It's amazing.
Well, what kind of instruments do you play, Tom?
I'm a fiddler myself, you know, so I love to play. I kind of came out of Cajun music, and that's where the dance and the Cajun, that just moves me. You know, you find your thing or it's something speaks to you, and I kind of followed it down to Louisiana like a stray dog. I followed this band, the Red Stick Ramblers. I just fell in love with them and their music, and moved to Lafayette, Louisiana, and started playing the fiddle. That was like 20 years ago, and I haven't looked back.
Tell me, how far is Lafayette from New Orleans?
Well, according to Lucinda, it's just down from Slidell,
that's what I was wondering. Like, really, how many miles?
It's about 2 hours west of New Orleans on the 10.
Nowhere near.
No. But I play a lot of swing, old jazz, and I play old time and bluegrass, country. Love the honky tonk music. And
cool.
I think one of our big things, we're really into the social dancing at Tempo, and playing it and dancing social dances.
We're talking line dancing.
I don't really line dance, but there will be.
I'm asking.
There's going to be line dancing. There's going to be you know, squares and all that. But I'm a mostly like swing and Cajun Zydeco, salsa, you know, where you're just kind of one-on-one partner dancing. That's my thing, but we're going to have all the other stuff too.
Cool.
We just love people dancing together is really a big priority.
It's a cool thing. Like, one thing is going to a concert and seeing music and people clapping at the same time and dancing at the same time and enjoying it, but there's nothing like when people can do that together.
I mean, I go to shows or rock shows, and it's great to stand and watch a band, but it after a while, just standing there watching a band, I mean, you know, I need to move. I need to look to the person next to me and start dancing.
Yeah, well, it's great when you can be in concert with other people and a spontaneous dance eruption happens.
I mean,
there's no better energy than that, right?
I mean, also when I'm up there playing music, I don't like it when people are just standing there looking at me. I want them to be talking, dancing, having a great time, and I'm just background for that.
Yeah, every once in a while you can look up, make sure I'm working still and music's flowing, and that's it. Keep dancing.
Keep dancing.
Well, tell me about Tempo. Now, this is in a Reformed church.
Yeah, near it's
Wirtz Avenue in Kingston.
Yeah, it's on Wirtz Street, right above that the bridge that they just reopened, literally a block up from the Rondeau Creek there. And
that's like some famous movies were filmed.
Yes, there are some recently. Movies there. Yeah. The what's that? Not Succession. The other big TV show.
Oh yeah, yeah. Severance.
Severance.
Yeah, that's been filmed all over.
Yeah, and that, it plays a role in that. So it's a performing arts center, nonprofit, and we've been sort of at it for 3 years.
Do you own the building? Do you rent the building? What goes on?
No,
there?
We as a nonprofit own the building now, which is great.
Very
I
cool.
mean, we are.
It's a big, majestic, big building.
It's like Hogwarts or something. I mean, it's got a golden ship on the spire, 170 feet up. There's a 8-foot golden ship. It couldn't get any better than that. And
that's cool.
And so we're offering classes, and right now we have Afro-Cuban drumming, we have swing dance, we have flat footing, we have string band, we have all sorts of band
and
classes.
How and do you get involved in these classes?
TempoKingston.org. TempoKingston.org. And you'll see. And we have lots of shows. Like this weekend, we have Mike Marshall and Alessandro Panezzi playing choros music in our big ballroom. And that's going to be a really lovely show. And then they're going to give a workshop the next day. So they're going to lead a choros orchestra, and you can just bring your instrument and come play in the orchestra. And that's a thing. And then and then that night, Sunday night, we have a Sally Silver Dollar Babies. They're out in New Orleans, and they're like a jug funk band. I don't know exactly how to describe them, but they're a lot of fun. So we're just constantly. Then we have a organ horn show coming up, and Stuart Bogie and Buck McDaniel. They do an organ and clarinet and saxophone and do this crazy stuff. So all sorts of different offerings.
And I have to mention this, because this one will probably sell out quick. An evening with Steve Earle, solo and acoustic benefit concert for Clearwater. And that's Wednesday, April 29th at 7. The doors at 6. Show at 7. Tempo Concert Hall. And, well, Steve will be doing an intimate solo acoustic concert. And how cool is that?
I mean, you know, speaking of the work that I've done, one of the first things I ever shot, I was really the camera assistant, but it was Steve Earle's very first video.
Really?
And I ended up doing his first 4 videos.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah.
So he knows you by name.
He doesn't remember me.
I figured, of course he does, and therefore you called him up, and he's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll play.
I wish it could go like that, but he's really into Clearwater, of course.
Yeah,
so
no, that's super. That's kind of amazing. But some of the stuff you've done, Tom Krueger, has been you've worked with some very important people. Like Iggy Pop and the Stooges and Jim Jarmusch?
Yeah, I shot that movie, Gimme Danger, which was Jim's documentary about the Stooges.
Now, how do you get involved in these situations? I mean, you got Jim Jarmusch, you got Iggy and the Stooges, and they need you to film it.
Yeah. I was actually, when I first moved to New York City as a little kid, I mean, yeah. I was just a teenager, and I got there, and one of the first jobs I had was Jim Jarmusch's assistant on Down by Law.
Wow.
And I helped him like move and stuff like that, you know, and then I helped with the post-production and then we just became friends. And then as I grew into a director of photography, you know, then next thing you know, I'm shooting his movies, which is great.
Wow.
And I did a lot of work with John Lurie too. I did his fishing show and
really,
you know, yeah, just
how
like
cool.
Weird stuff.
Really? So you'd get out on the boat and just,
yeah,
go.
Oh God, yeah, a lot of time on the boat. Yes,
that's
indeed.
Amazing.
Who knew? I had no idea that it would be this weird little cult classic, but
that's super cool. Now, funny. How is it working in 3D?
A whole new experience. I learned pretty quick that you could like tear people's eyeballs like. If you don't do it right,
whoa,
you can rip them right out of their head, because like you're actually creating the 3D by how far apart you put the eyeballs, and you have, it's a real science. It's like a ballet.
So you're not kidding at all about
I'm not,
that.
I'm
That's
literally
scientific.
Not kidding. You can tear their eyeballs. And because they're not used to that. I mean, it's a thing that they've never had to
wow
experience that, you know. It's always this. It's always this until you start to mess with that. Yeah.
Did it take a while to learn how to use the technology?
You know, yes, how to play with it, but there were armies of experts that were on that. So really my job was just to, you know, to dream, and then everybody would say, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. And that was, you know, it was like a trial by with borders, bound guardrails, really, for me.
So did a lot of the can't do that's turn into can do's?
I made another 3D movie out after that, which was with One Direction.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who they were when the phone rang. And next thing you know, I couldn't stop singing that stuff. It was like written by scientists, you know, I couldn't sleep.
You're right.
At night.
I totally think you're right. Scientists probably constructed those pop songs to be infectious, and then you forget them the next day, but while they're happening, you're in it.
I don't even dare try to recall one because I'll sing it for the rest of the day. It's like that. It's bad. But Tom, it was fun.
Tom Krueger, our guest, he is with Tempo in Kingston. Tom, your wife is also a director?
My wife is also my sister. Her name is Lisa Krueger. Oh.
Well, never mind.
She's not my wife. She's okay. Just my sister, but we're very, very close.
I just assumed.
Assumed.
Because I saw the name, but, you know, I figured that could be.
She's my
sister.
Your sister. Yeah, she's my sister, and we've made a couple movies together.
Cool.
Like 2.5 movies together.
Cool. What's it like working with a sibling?
I mean, it's pretty great. And, you know, we also know that we're always going to have to remain friends. Those heated moments, we just have to keep it together. And it's been a great experience. She's taught me so much. She's also why I got that Jim Jarmusch gig. She was on there as the assistant to the producer.
Oh, cool.
So she's been a big pioneer for me in my whole life. I have to say she's like she's the spearhead.
Cool.
And I'm just following in her wake all the time.
Well, we love that. I host a program called Family Jam House, and it's music by family members in the band. That is an undeniable chemistry that is unbelievable. So working with your sister, I'm sure the final product of it is unbelievable.
Man, those sibling harmonies, there's just nothing
like it. It's
true,
right?
It is true.
It is true. And a brother or sister, or even husband and wife,
you know,
you don't go and record unless there's something that you want to record.
Yeah.
So, well, what's coming up, Tom?
I mean, I feel like it's an interesting time if you mean in life or if you mean at Tempo.
I mean, all the above, Tom.
Okay. And, you know, it's interesting because if I was a guardian angel, I wouldn't have planned it any better, even though it's been really hard in a way, because the film industry is really like taking a lot of hits and it's growing through some very, it's kind of imploding and hopefully rebirthing in some new way. But that door is just closing for so many of us. Oh, God. It's either you're in the top 10% or you're in the bottom 10%, and then you're working.
Wow.
But a big swath, including me, are just, you know, plus I don't really want to go to L.A. or even New York City. I'm really happy here.
Where do you live now?
I'm in the Rondout. I'm like right there, right cool. next door. And but so that door closed and this door opened and everything was saying yes, yes, yes over here, and everything was saying no, no, no over there. So you learn to step through that door that says yes.
Mm. Well, I see on the schedule at Tempo that you have some great things coming up. And what is the exact website?
Well, exactly. It's tempokingston.org. And there's a lot of good stuff. We're just like, we worked incredibly hard to get ready for our opening a month ago.
Nice.
And we were kind of like, you know, now we're really starting to focus on our programming. But we have all sorts of classes and we're just
really,
growing,
really cool.
growing. And we have the... We're programming into the fall now, and I think please come and check us out. Oh, we have a sprung dance floor that we put in there.
Really?
So it is perfect for dancing.
Nice.
And a sound system that's incredible. And a couple people have said they think it's like a that we've accomplished acoustically, like a real gem. It's like one of the top listening rooms.
Well, we love that. The picture on the website of the main room is beautiful. The concert hall with a big pipe organ in the back. You must have spent a fortune on those red curtains.
A fortune. Absolutely a fortune. And they open and close, and the panels on all the walls reverse, so you can adjust. The room is tunable. And then there's a lounge downstairs. So the downstairs is like a very intimate club.
Cool.
And then upstairs is this big concert hall.
So you got it all. Drinking, dancing, cool music, great entertainment. Tempo in Kingston. And check out TomKruger.com for more about Tom.
Oh boy. Okay.
Hey, you're here.
I'm here.
We're promoting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could check out some of his 3D work, some of his films, and catch up on him and send him a message.
Yeah.
Tom Kruger, our guest here on the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Anything you want to part with?
I just want you to come to Tempo, please.
Coming.
Yeah.
I want to come with a whole bunch of people, so let's all go to Tempo. Yeah. Sounds like an amazing experience.
You'll become part of the family, and it is for you. It's the communities. It is what you make it out there, so
we
come
love
on
that.
Down.
Yeah, and don't stay home. Go out. Go to Tempo. And, Tom, if we head down there, can we ask for you? Will you be there?
I'm almost always there.
All right.
So, yes, please do.
Well, come and meet Tom.
Yeah.
He'll shake your hand, give you a free smile, and welcome you to Tempo.
Thank you.
All the best, Tom.
All right.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Tom Kruger. We'll be right back.